From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida is getting even warmer, on average about 2 degrees warmer in the summer versus 1970. That's according to the nonprofit Climate Central, one of many research centers that tracks this sort of thing. And the heat is projected to keep rising, meaning more medical bills and doctor's visits, especially for babies, elderly people, and people who work outside. WLRN's Kate Stein took a look at this as part of a project with the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting.
An air conditioner hums outside Charlene Jones's apartment in West Little River in Miami. The temperature is well into the 80s and climbing, but inside her apartment, it's nice and cool.
I keep my air conditioner at 75, also have two fans circulating at all times.
Jones is 61, and her health problems practically span the alphabet. Asthma, bronchitis, COPD. She lives on a fixed income, but spends more than $100 a month on air conditioning and fans. The windows of her apartment are covered over by thick sheets. It's dim. There's only one overhead light.
Do you miss seeing the sunlight sometimes?
No, because that's the heat. It makes the house hotter.
Heat makes her dizzy, and it can also make it hard for her to breathe. Cheryl Holder is Jones's doctor and an internal medicine specialist at Florida International University. She says heat is a big problem for people like Jones who have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
You feel like you can't exhale and you can't breathe in enough, and you have a general feeling of hunger of air.
Heat can affect the pressure in the lungs. A temperature difference might make it hard for a person's airways to fully expand. Doctors try to treat this tightness by prescribing inhalers, nebulizers, and other treatments to relax the airways. They also tell their patients to avoid spending time outside or being in hot places.
If you don't have a lot of air conditioning at home, we'll send you to the public library or to your local malls.
Holder might also recommend special UV tinting to keep heat out. But that can be expensive, so doctors tell patients who can't afford it to pull the shades.
Before I had just a sheer curtain.
Miami is a hot place, obviously, but there weren't always so many days above 90 degrees. Since 1970, on average, there are now about 50 more of those days here per year. That's from data collected by a group of university researchers called the Climate Impact Lab. Charlene Jones has made some lifestyle changes as a result. There are the dark coverings on her windows. Every 6 hours, she takes a nebulizer treatment. She schedules her appointments first thing in the morning or in the evening to avoid the worst heat. A couple of days before we met, Jones had her birthday.
Did you have a party?
Of course I did, right here by myself. I cooked my own dinner. I cooked turkey dressing, macaroni and cheese, string beans, and I made my own cake. I sure did. And I did it right here. I wanted to be home. I don't really like being out.
It's not just heat that makes life hard for Charlene Jones. Older people get dehydrated faster. And it's also allergies, pollutants from exhaust, and pollen. Dr. Cheryl Holder at FIU says more hot days mean a longer allergy season.
The flowers and the trees come in a lot earlier than they did, and that flowering is happening earlier and longer.
She says it's particularly hard on patients with asthma.
Day-to-day insults for a patient like Ms. Jones to have to pay a little bit more, can't go outside, there's no real escape for her and for patients like her.
Chronic lower respiratory diseases cause about 5% of all deaths throughout South Florida and the Keys, up from 1 or 2% in the 1970s. Heat makes those conditions worse. Cities and counties know heat is a growing threat. Some places, like the city of Miami, are installing air conditioners in some homes where people don't have them. They're planting trees and planning new bus shelters to protect people from the heat.
We have to get to the root of the issue.
Charlene Jones's doctor, Cheryl Holder, helps lead the group Florida Clinicians for Climate Action. She says physicians must do more to educate their patients and communities.
We still have to get to decreasing fossil fuel.
Last month, a group of scientists who lead United Nations research on global warming released a report. The Earth is on track to cross a threshold that means even more killer droughts, heat waves, and water shortages, maybe as soon as in the next 12 years, a lot sooner than most people thought. To prevent that, the researchers say, the world will have to cut carbon emissions in an effort that's unprecedented in human history. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.